The 55th Cannes International Film Festival is underway on the French Riviera. 22 movies are competing this year for the top prize, the Golden Palm, including the first documentary in that category in 46 years. It's directed by Michael Moore, best known for Roger and Me. Moore's entry is called Bowling for Columbine. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan is in Cannes. Good morning.
Morning, Bob.
Why the title for Moore's movie, and what's it about?
Well, the title comes from the fact that the people who did the bad things at Columbine went bowling at 6 a.m. the morning of the attack. And, no one seems to know why they went bowling. And I think the film is kind of about how no one seems to know why Americans are so violent. It's about the gun culture in America, the culture of fear. It's a very broad-ranging, fascinating, somewhat haphazard documentary about violence in America.
And how is it received at Cannes?
Well, a film like this plays very much into European preconceptions of what America is like, that we're just lunatics and gun lovers and kind of crazed people in general. So the film critics here have just fallen in love with it.
Tell me about Punch Drunk Love.
Well, Punch Drunk Love is a new film by Paul Thomas Anderson, who did Boogie Nights, who did Magnolia, who makes usually these very long, well over two-hour films about very serious stuff. And he decided to switch gears completely. This is a 90-minute romantic comedy starring Adam Sandler and Emily Watson as, one of the oddest couples you can ever imagine. It stretches the notion of romantic comedy about as far as it can go, but I was really taken with it.
Gangs of New York.
Oh, boy, Gangs of New York. Well, last year when Lord of the Rings wanted to show what's known in the trade as a product reel, 20 minutes of a not-completed film, they had to rent a theater to do it. But this year with Gangs of New York, this is Miramax, Harvey Weinstein, this is Martin Scorsese, who's been president of the jury here. So the festival kind of turned what is basically an economic event into kind of a festival event. They made it an evening screening. It was on the red carpet. There were photographers. There were stars. There were, standing ovations for Martin Scorsese. The whole thing was the air of kind of Michelangelo unveiling part of the Sistine Chapel, giving you a sneak peek at the Sistine Chapel, when in fact it's just a commercial event.
Did you like it?
It was okay. For given all the time and effort and money that's gone into this film, if they couldn't get a good 20 minutes out of it, they'd really be in trouble. It's a good 20 minutes, but, we'll see what the film is like.
What else are you looking forward to?
Well, there's another American film that's coming by Alexander Payne, who did Election, which was one of the funniest films, one of the best films of a few years ago. He's got a new film called About Schmidt. It stars Jack Nicholson as a kind of person he's never played, an ordinary kind of guy, an insurance actuary who's about to retire, and it's just about what his life is like as he faces this change in his life as he turns into retirement. It sounds really, really good.
22 movies. You're going to see them all?
There's more than 22 here. If there was only 22, it wouldn't be a problem. There's other events. There's the market. There are literally hundreds of movies here. You can almost lose your mind with all the movies there are here.
You're on the French Riviera.
It's easy to forget that, Bob.
Get some sun.
I'll try. I'll do it for you, Bob.
Okay. Kenneth Turan is a film critic with the Los Angeles Times.